This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Wednesday, November 26th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. The University Corporation at Monterey Bay, an auxiliary of Cal State Monterey Bay, will not be laying off 134 people next month. The auxiliary had sent precautionary layoff notices to federally funded employees in October during the government shutdown, with a planned layoff date of December 16th. But following the reopening of the federal government, a university spokesperson said those notices have been rescinded. Cal State Monterey Bay holds the broadcast license for KAZU. The Trump administration has filed a lawsuit against California over its policies that allow undocumented students to access in-state tuition and financial aid. The lawsuit could affect thousands of undocumented students attending any University of California, California State University, or community college campus. From our California newsroom partner Cap Radio, Gerardo Zavala has more.
In a statement, the UC system said it complies with all state and federal laws in determining who qualifies for in-state tuition and that its policies do not violate any rules. California Immigrant Policy Center Executive Director Masi Fuladi says the lawsuit ignores the economic impact immigrant students bring to the state.
Whether it's deportations or cutting access to college, this really means fewer trained workers, fewer degree holders, and deeper shortages. That will just make prices more expensive for everyone across the board and take away from the diversity that has made our state the fourth largest economy.
Recent estimates from the state's Student Aid Commission show approximately 100,000 undocumented students are enrolled in college in California. Most attend community college.
That was Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We're off for the holiday tomorrow, but we'll be back with more local news Friday morning. Happy Thanksgiving.